Elton Jim, Toronto here at WGN, 720 in Chicago. It's about 10 minutes after 11. Filling in for Dean Richards today. Uncle Dean gallivanting somewhere, I'm sure, talking to some celebrity somewhere. He's probably on his way home, but always honored and privileged to fill in for Dean for these sacred 4 hours, since hopefully you've been enjoying the show thus far, and we still have like 2 hours to go. And as I said, 4 hours of baloney in a one-pound bag, and 2 pounds of our bologna are right in front of me. And I say that with great respect. We have Wells Kaufman, who is the president and CEO of Ravinia, and old and good friend of mine, Nick Puglia, who is the director of communications at Ravinia. And I wanted to have you guys on because just this past week, one of my favorite venues of all time, and as we were talking about in the break here, I should know about venues because I have probably been to 500-600 concerts in my lifetime, and I've been to, counting last Thursday in Colorado Springs, Colorado, 168 now and counting Elton John concerts, and I've been to venues all around the world, and I must say that Ravinia is right up there with the Paris Opera House, and I've even been to the Opera House in Vienna, Philharmonic, and in terms of a complete experience for music, I would still put Ravinia right up there, and you guys should be very proud.
We like to hear that.
Yeah. Well, because I'm not just blowing the wind up your skirts here. I mean, it's really a fun place, and as I've said, I have been going to Ravinia for decades, being a music fan, and being a diverse music fan. I mean, Ravinia, as you know, Wells, started out as a jazz kind of place.
Yeah. But then vaudeville, Calliope, you know, turn of the century kind
but
of
then
place.
Certainly, its emphasis for many years was on classical music. But certainly during your tenure, you have brought a more pop-oriented flavor to mix in with the classical. And I have to say that your tenure, the last 17, 18 years has really made that place an amazing spot.
You know, what we wanted to do was make sure that the high quality of classical artists that we were bringing to the festival to work with the Chicago Symphony and to play recitals and chamber music, that same quality level was being hit on the non-classical side of what we do. And that got a little sleepy, a little dormant for a couple of decades. But, you know, if you think about Janis Joplin, if you think about Ike and Tina Turner, if you think about the high quality, fabulous acts that were in the 60s, we're sort of
Bob
going
Dylan.
Back to that time. Dylan, exactly, exactly. Robert Dylan then, I believe.
Yeah. You can call me Zimmy.
Exactly. So it's been a good ride in order to restore that and maintain that primary piece of classical music, especially with the Chicago Symphony, with whom we just signed our longest contract ever. So we'll be with them through at least 2026, which is very exciting to all of us.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better. I've seen some great some nights when I've seen some classical things and some Gershwin and some Mozart and just, you know, out there, out in Highland Park. It's so strange because you're literally in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And yet when you're in the grounds of Ravinia Festival, you feel like you're 1,000 miles away and there's nothing. You're like floating on a cloud somewhere. Yeah,
it's a really special experience. I was a student at Tanglewood, know it very well. I worked at the Hollywood Bowl for over 10 years. And I know Saratoga and Wolf Trap.
I want to go to the I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl. I want to go to the Hollywood Bowl so bad.
So you have two things you must do. You should go to the Hollywood Bowl to hear Gustavo Dudamel, their music director, who is going to be conducting Tony Bennett this summer.
All right. And I got to say, exactly. You guys love Tony Bennett.
So to have the hottest conductor in the world, Dudamel, who's in his 30s, working with Tony, who will be 91 this summer, coming back to us. And Dudamel is making his debut with us at Ravinia this summer as well. Will be very exciting. But then the other thing you need to do is to make sure you talk to Elton John about coming to Ravinia.
Well, that's the one. Every year I send Nick an email. He's been at Ravinia now for
18 years.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Unbelievable. Nick and I worked.
He started when he was six.
Yeah.
We worked
in
a
newspaper together 30 years ago. We were both starting out. And every year I write Nick an email like in December or January, because I think that's what you sort of said one time. That's when you start to.
That's the hot time, yeah.
You start to, and I'm like, Elton, please. Elton, please. Now, here's the funny thing. Last year, he played at Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, which is very similar
built
to Ravinia.
Train company a couple of years before us.
So
as an amusement park.
I don't
just like
think
us.
That Elton, that he is not out of your reach.
No. Well, you have his home number, don't you? Can't you?
Oh, yeah. Me and Elton go way back. I have met him a few times, but, you know. Although
I remember at one concert we were at, you and you drank out of his glass. You went up on, do you remember that?
I took his glass. Yeah. I still have that glass. And I have one of his, and from at Popper Creek in 1982, I have his towel that he threw me.
So you have a towel, a glass, and the Jackson 5's autograph.
Yeah.
That is the best collection ever. You can have a museum.
Well, I own a pair of his glasses, too, and one of his jackets. Perfect. But so tell me and tell us what shows that we should really know about in the 2017 season.
Well, everything's live on the website, ravinia.org, right now, and the brochure will be in the mail pretty soon. And Nick and his communications team have done a particularly beautiful job on both of those. And that's where you can get all the information. But in terms of highlights, you know,
what are some of the highlights?
It's just always difficult to say. Is it the people that we've been wanting for years and years and we finally were able to convince to come, like Stevie Nicks? Is it great to have John Legend back for his third visit? Absolutely. Is it wonderful to have La La Land done with live orchestra, the great Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra?
Yeah, that's a really interesting event.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett, Darius Rucker, you know, to have...
I met Tony Bennett. I worked for North Shore Magazine back in the 90s, and I did a story on Tony. So my picture with Tony is backstage at Ravinia.
There you go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and Temptations and Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin, you know, to have, and Smokey Robinson. So to have that Motown tradition, that 60s tradition of that great music that you were talking about earlier with the Jackson 5, very exciting to us. Diana Krall's coming back to us. Pat Metheny's coming back to us. But Pentatonix is also a group that I think people should pay attention to. They've had 2 billion YouTube hits, so they probably, most people do know them, but they've never been with us, and they're kind of a perfect fit because they're of course this fabulous a cappella vocal group coming out of that kind of Glee tradition, right, the TV mm-hmm. show, but it's also something people in the music world and kids, almost everybody sings in choir, not everybody plays in orchestra, not everybody wants to play the viola, in fact no one really should play the viola, but singing is something that is natural, it's the original music, and these five still youngsters are really extraordinary, and Grammy Award winners and all of that good kind of stuff. All the Lord of the Rings films,
right,
with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
That's got to be amazing.
Gustavo Dudamel, who I mentioned, and James Levine and Christoph Eschenbach, two conductors who have huge histories in the world of music in general, but in particular with Ravinia. Christoph with Long Long for our gala, which supports our education activities, and Levine doing Haydn's Creation. So those are just a few of things.
You have Vivaldi doing the Four Seasons.
We have Mr. Vivaldi from the 1600s coming back. We've exhumed him. He, like Disney, was on ice, and we were taking care of him. And Leslie Odom Jr., I should point out as well. So people that are fans of Hamilton. He beat out Lin-Manuel for a Tony Award. Beat Hamilton again. And great stuff.
And Stevie Nicks, I played before.
Does that mean that's the one you're looking forward to Jim? Could you open with that, Stevie Nicks?
Certainly I just thought that was, in terms of name recognition, for your
When it's the 50th anniversary of Rumors or 40th anniversary
40th.
Of Rumors?
40th. Yeah, 1977.
That's a big deal.
You know, what's a wonderful thing is that people who are now in a place where their kids are grown up and then go have some free time and some free money, these are the acts that, you know, were big when we were in high school.
Oh, without a doubt.
So it's a perfect match.
Well, and if you think of a song like Landslide that's been covered by so many so successfully,
right,
and it's such a beautiful song and always comes up in that show that I think is reigniting in a way the music world that very few other things can do, which is the show The Voice.
Right.
And that song comes up and all the judges are always like, don't do that song because you'll never be able to do it. You know,
What I find interesting about The Voice, you bring that up, is here's these, most of the kids on there, and even on American Idol to some extent, which is gone now, but most of these talent shows, they're in their 20s, sometimes in their teens. And the ironic part of this is they are all singing songs from the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely.
They don't even know these songs. They don't even know the artists. And yet, clearly, someone is picking songs for them, and they're not picking songs by Eminem or
Beyonce,
or Britney Spears or something. Like they're going back to those music. And,
looking for the TV demographic. Who's watching that show?
Yeah.
But it's also classic rock. I mean, it's called that for a reason. So their parents sort of give them to that, but they have no other cultural background either, which I'm not saying they need to have to be able to do the song well. But then to have somebody like such an old soul like Alicia Keys working with a 15-year-old on a Motown song is one of the most exciting things you can possibly see. And I do a plug for Ravinia and our Staines Music Institute? So we do these marvelous masterclasses with these post-college conservatory-level kids. Our masterclasses, which are free to the public, that is exactly what The Voice is. So my favorite part of The Voice is when they start doing the coaching.
Right.
And when you really see these coaches trying to, in a very short amount of time, turn over their experience and wisdom and counsel. That's exactly what happens on a classical music level. But it's the same process, and it's really interesting to watch it happen.
These kids, they lay themselves bare. They're being told it's sometimes scary by legendary people what's right and wrong about their performance.
Or if they're good or bad.
In front of an audience. Yeah. You know how invested someone is when they have that kind of a
career. I just think it's funny that they're picking – these songs that we grew up with. They're not picking their songs. They're doing these old songs because those songs, that music, and certainly the acts, the kind of acts that you guys are booking at Arvinia are playing to that time.
Yes.
I always say, look, when after Da Vinci and Michelangelo, right, there were still painters and there were still sculptors and they were very popular and they were lauded and they were you know, looked up to in society, but they weren't classic. They weren't geniuses. And I think, I hate to sound like my mom and dad, and my music is better, but I really do believe that in the 50s and 60s and 70s, there was a renaissance for music. It was a special moment. And while we have popular music now, and some of it is very good, and it's always popular, and there will be popular performers of the day, but I think that we're kind of in a period where I don't know if this music is going to have the same legs that you are seeing in the 60s and 70s music, because here you have these groups that are, they're 70 years old, and the audiences will not let them retire. And they will pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to see them.
And this is going to sound wildly arrogant, but in many ways, many of these bands are sort of growing into these songs in a way that wasn't when they first delivered
them.
If you think about Joni Mitchell's album with Orchestra, that's a great example of someone revisiting Blue or whatever it might be, Courtney Spark. And when I think about artists like that, that's why we want Elton John. So, you know, give up your jacket, send it back to him. Maybe he'll come. But it's why we want Stevie Wonder.
You know? Oh, how great that would
be. And this is why you want Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I saw him do Songs of the Key of Life at the United Center a few years ago.
Most amazing thing.
Amazing. Yeah. I got to take a quick break here. I'm talking to Wells Kaufman, who's the CEO and president of Arvinia, along with Nick Puglia, the director of communications. I'm Elton Jim, filling in for Dean Richards today. Be here till 1 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back talking about the amazing and delicious garlic parmesan fries at Arvinia right after this. No switching. If you're a movie fan and you love Woody Allen, it's hard not to hear this song and not think of Manhattan. Even when you go to Manhattan, it's hard not to walk down the street and not hear the strains of George Gershwin's classic Rhapsody in Blue.
Unless you flew there by United, then you think of United.
Right, and Gene Hackman. And the reason that I'm playing that is because, let's see, why isn't this going down? Oh, there it is. The reason I'm playing this is because we are talking to Wells Kaufman, who is the CEO and president of Arvinia, along with Nick Puglia, the director of communications at Arvinia, about their new 2017 schedule. And as I look on it, it is a very impressive schedule. And it is basically a calendar, because almost every day, starting in June through September, there is some musical act at Arvinia.
We have 140 events in about 100 days. And what's really great about that is that if you don't like one thing, certainly you'll like the next thing. And you mentioned off air that it was a wonderful environment, and people spend 5 hours when they come through Arvinia. So because of that friendly, family-friendly environment where the music is alive in the trees, it's a great place to try things you wouldn't normally go to. You know, give things a taste, put your toe in, especially on the classical side, because kids are free on the lawn for classical concerts.
Well, you know, it's in fact, when we were talking about this off the air just now, I was thinking about it. It's almost like you go on a cruise. When you go on a cruise, you stop at several different cities, and you're there for just a day. And the goal there is to see as much as you can, and then you go, hey, I like that place. I want to go back there again. Oh, I didn't like this place as much. I'm glad I went and I saw it, but oh, I really like that city. I want to go back and discover that city on two or three more day vacation on my own. And it's very similar here, is that you can certainly go to Arvinia and look for the acts who are among your favorites and enjoy those concerts. But then there is the opportunity to just maybe go on the lawn with some friends and maybe take a taste of some Gershwin or take a taste of some Mozart or some Dvorak or something like that and go, you know, I never really was into this music, but this is good.
So one of the things that actually speaks directly to what you're talking about, because I completely get what you're talking about, is our virtual reality orchestra in July. So Esa-Pekka Salonen and the Philharmonia Orchestra in London have done these virtual reality films, whatever they're called, and I'm not a gamer, so I don't know the technology and the jargon, but basically for 5 or 15 minutes, you have an experience where you're in the body of the orchestra on the goggles and the headset. It's going to be set up in the park, free to anybody who wants to come, if they're already coming to that night show, July 11 through 23. We're going to have a way for people to sign up for a timed moment. They can do this. Kids love it. It is the easiest way to get a taste of classical music because it's short. It's not going to cost you anything extra. And as Nick says, we know that when people come to a Santana concert or a One Republic concert, they're there at 4 o'clock. And they're in line since 10 a.m.
Right.
And they come in and they have something to eat and they look at the sculptures and they go to the gift shop. They still have a couple of hours. And we wanted to give them something else to do at that same time.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, as I said, I can't let you go without once again telling the boss here. A few years ago, my wife and I went to a show. Can't remember who we were seeing because I've seen so many there. And we were a little hungry. We went to the food court and we said, we'll split a little order of garlic parmesan French fries. Put them down we sat under the one of the umbrella chairs there in the little courtyard there, and we were just eating. And I noticed after a while, I mean, you could tell I left to talk, but I wasn't talking. And my wife wasn't talking, and we were just eating. And finally, I looked at her and I just said, "Are these fries as good to you as they are to me? Because if you don't like them, I'll take the rest." The garlic parmesan fries at Ravinia, folks, that's a Jim Toronto, Elton Jim choice. Go for the music, get the fries. That's great. What I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So once again, I want to thank Wells Kaufman, CEO and president of Ravinia, and my good friend Nick Puglia, the director of communications there. You've put together quite a great schedule. The season starts on June 10th with John.
Correct.
With
John Legend. We had some kid shows before that, but the big first big show is the 10th.
So what a great way to start with one of the biggest acts around right now.
Absolutely.
John Legend played at the Academy Awards. I mean, my gosh. So
and Common right after him.
Right.
They won an Academy Award together for the song
That's
Glory.
Right. So another great list. I'm actually very honored and privileged to say that if you go to Ravinia, thanks to my good friend Nick here, I'm going to write a few stories for the Ravinia magazine this summer.
Fantastic.
So to be able to have gone there for so many years and now contribute in even the smallest way of being a part of the Ravinia experience is very exciting for me. So
we're
looking
glad
forward.
To have you, Jimmy. You're a good writer. And fans of this show should know that Dean Richards is going to do a pre-concert discussion about La La Land before that movie.
Oh, excellent.
So if you haven't seen La La Land yet, don't see it. Come see that Ravinia
with live orchestra.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, Dean loves
and
that
on
movie.
On a huge screen. You've got to see that on a huge screen.
Dean loves that movie. Well, very good. Thank you to Wells and Nick for coming.
Thank you so much.
Great job of putting together a 2017 season at Ravinia. How do we
Ravinia.org has all the information you need. And for those who haven't been there, you can bring your own food, you can bring your own picnic
and the train.
Drinks. The train is an easy way to get there, so we make it as easy as possible.
It's one of Chicagoland and the Chicago suburbs jewels. If you haven't been to Ravinia, you need to get there this summer and every summer. Thanks a lot. We'll be back right after this. No switching.